afternoon and welcome to The Learning Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM, the show to encourage, support and help people improve both their working and personal lives through continuous learning. I'm Laura Fitzsimons and I'm a training and presenting coach. On the show today, I'm very happy to welcome back my guest. She is a recipe developer, food writer, photographer, as in food photographer, cook and consultant, and she's also the membership officer for the Network Dublin of Network Ireland branch. I would like to extend a lovely warm welcome back to Jess O'Toole. Welcome back, Jess.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
And thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Jess, you're going to be talking about a subject that we will all need to take up very soon, if not immediately, but definitely very soon. And you're going to talk about a detox program that you're going to be releasing in the new year. So maybe you can kick us off a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, we've talked in the past on the show about how I talk to so many people who are inspired by my cooking blog and the beautiful recipes, and they feel like they, you know, don't have time. They would love to live a healthier life. They, you know, would love to create a routine. And this detox is called Fresh Start.
Oh, great name.
So that's what it's all about, is just making a fresh start for the year. And detox, this word is thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
And while, yes, you know, there's all the science about detoxing, what I'm really about is creating healthy habits, getting into a mega routine of cooking with fresh fruits and vegetables as the basis for your meals. You know, so it's a 3-week program. It has everything you need, so you don't have to think about it. All you have to do is do it, right?
Okay, so the program itself then, is it you're going to have recipes out there? You sign up for the program, subscribe to it, I would imagine.
And it's online, so you download online, everything. And so it's 3 weeks of recipes. The breakfast is always a smoothie.
Oh, okay. I love smoothies.
Yeah, and lunch is a full lunch, so, you know, it's going... Some of the recipes are vegetarian. Many have a meat. You're welcome to add a chicken breast or a piece of fish, you know.
Oh, okay.
So lunch is your big meal. And then dinner is always a pureed soup.
Okay, so you're reversing, which is actually really better not to eat that big meal in the evening and you're sitting around where you're going to be more active. Well, I would imagine, I'm thinking myself, it would be more active in the afternoon than it would be the evening. So the main meal in the daytime.
Yeah.
And then just, and what is it? It's like, it's just a
soup. So the dinners, so it's based on a vegetable. So I have like a curried beet soup.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Broccoli and the white Italian white bean soup with fresh herbs, you know, black bean soup, cauliflower soup with Ras Al Hanout, which is a Middle Eastern spice blend.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Now, I'm looking at you trying to, like, what is that? What is that? It's a brut. It's a spice brut.
So Ras Al Hanout is, and I hope I'm probably not even saying that right. I'm an American from the South. We pronounce every syllable of the words, you know. But it's a Middle Eastern spice blend, and it has, it can have up to 20 spices in it.
Wow.
But it's got rose petal, you know, paprika, and it just adds something really special. And that's one thing I'm really passionate about, is that cooking shouldn't be complicated, but if you just add a couple of, you know, really interesting ingredients, you can use the simplest recipe. Like, it's just pureed cauliflower. That's all it is. But it has this one little spice in it that makes it really special and enjoyable, so it's not drudgery, you know?
Yeah, that sounds really nice. And I have to say, I prefer not to eat. I don't eat a huge amount in the evening. I just normally have a small dinner and I stay away from any potatoes and rice and stuff because I just, it just don't work for me in the evening.
Well, one of the theories with detox is the 12-hour window.
Oh, tell me about that.
Yeah, so that is that, you know, it takes a certain amount of time to digest a meal.
Okay.
And so, you know, the evening meal is a liquid because it's easier to digest. You know, if you had your main meal at night, your body spends a lot more time and energy trying to break that down. You know, so with detox, you have this 12-hour window at night where you have the two liquid meals, your dinner and your breakfast.
Yeah.
And that gives your body, it gets through digestion quicker.
Okay.
So that you can, your body can spend time on all these regenerative processes like detoxifying and all that.
That makes sense.
You know, and there's all this science, which is great, but, and I am not a scientist or a, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I am passionate about the habit. And I, you know, we all know eating vegetables and fruits and these things are healthier for you. And this is a great way to, you know, kickstart a habit.
So I love the idea of those two. Maybe just give me an idea then of what you would cover then in your lunch, because that's going to be your main meal then. What would you be eating then?
So I have a recipe that is a grain salad. It has quinoa. Do you ever cook with quinoa?
Oh, I'm learning so many new words here. No, I've never heard of that at all.
Oh, goody. This is a good one.
All right.
So quinoa is, it's a little grain and it's gluten-free. It's not wheat. And it's very light, and it has a nice texture, kind of like it's a bit nutty, you know?
Oh, yeah, nice.
And it's great in a salad because it kind of gets fluffy and you can toss it with a vinaigrette. So one of the recipes I have is it's got asparagus and peas and all these green vegetables tossed with the quinoa and a lemon vinaigrette, you know? So
that sounds like, so sort of it just come a little bit like the wheat does when you're making couscous.
It's like couscous, yes. Okay. Yeah, and, you know, it's like I said, being a gluten-free grain, this detox has no wheat. You don't eat wheat for the 3 weeks or gluten.
Wow.
So it's great if you're having food intolerances. You know, you can spend the 3 weeks off wheat and dairy, you know, and it gives your body a time to get all that out of your system. And then after the detox, you can reintroduce foods to see what is bothering me, really.
That's really good. Yeah. So it's dairy-free as well. Yeah. So how would people actually go about that if they want to subscribe to that now? And
sure. Well, you just would go to my website, ladomestique.com.
Okay.
Spelled L-A-D-O-M-E-S-T-I-Q-U-E. It's a big French word,
you know? Fabulous. And you enunciate and intonate so well across that.
Yeah.
So they'll find that on your website, how to sign up.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, the beauty of it, I'm really into, you know, taking a lot of food photos, so there's tons of pictures. The recipes are super simple. Many just have like 5 ingredients, but great flavor. I promise everything is delicious, you know. And also, every step is planned out for you, so you don't have to think about it. You know, on Sunday, I need to spend a little time making the soup, pop it in the freezer. It's done for the week, you know.
Yeah, so you have a couple of nights out of that. Or you're obviously going to vary. We're not going to have the same soup every night, but that sounds simple. And all the ingredients then. One of the challenges I have when I'm looking at a recipe is I always have a stockpile of spices and herbs. And I have a couple of fresh herbs that I grow as well. And I've always got baking things as well that I can bake. But sometimes I'm looking at a recipe and there's something there that I just don't have. And I just couldn't be bothered. I've already been my shopping. I don't want to go back out again. Do you do something like... could you give advice maybe on what you can do as a stockpile of things that you're going to be using on a regular basis to stick with that detox?
Yes. So at the beginning of the detox, I'll do a pantry stock guide.
Ah, great.
So you'll know everything you need. And I do try to stick with things that are readily available. I know I mentioned the spice, you know, the crazy spice and the quinoa, but I really minimalize that. I want you to be able to find everything and not to get a whole bunch of crazy stuff that at the end of the detox you'll be like, have a pantry full of things you'll never use, you know?
Yeah.
So if I introduce you to something, it's because I believe it's something that you could adopt into all your cooking and you'll be so glad that you discovered it, you know?
Yeah, but it sounds like some of the things you're doing, you bring it into your everyday cooking, because I'm the same. I use the same kind of things like sesame oil and just throw them in soy sauce and vegetables because it's so simple. It just tastes really nice, but that's all I put in and it just tastes gorgeous with some stir-fried chicken. But I'd be really interested to learn some other different things that you can add into the recipes then as well. You're going to talk to us about, because it's coming up to, as you call it, holiday season.
Yeah.
We had a great discussion off air about what is a good way to start the day if you're going to a party. So pre-party eating, is that what you call it? Okay, so maybe give some insight into that, Jess.
I've been thinking a lot about, you know, with this detox and how we want to feel good. You know, you want to eat food that makes you feel energized and, you know, ready to go about the day and ready to party during the holiday season. You know, you want to show up looking great. So, you know, what would a great day be pre-party? So, you know, tonight I'm going out to a party. There's going to be a lot of food. There's going to be a lot of drink and all that. So start the day with a green smoothie, you know.
Okay. And what would be in that?
Yeah. So one of my favorites is pineapple, coconut milk, spinach, and a little bit of lime juice. And, you know, if you put a little fruit in there, the veg isn't so hard to get. You wouldn't even know that spinach is in there, you know?
I actually like spinach.
Yeah, and I do too.
I got hooked on raw spinach in the States, and I use it when I lived there. And I use it a lot in salads and cooking. Mm-hmm. I just like the taste of it. I know I'm a bit off.
No,
like
I'm...
Okay, so that's how you kick off your day. What do you do then to keep the momentum going so you don't die the next day?
Yeah, pack your lunch for work, you know. And I really love a grain salad, so wheat berries are one of my favorites. And so another grain that's great, you just cook it up and toss it with like a balsamic vinaigrette, some white beans, fennel, red bell pepper, you know, and a handful of herbs. And that's your lunch. So it's got a good balance of protein and carbohydrates, you know. So you've had a really healthy lunch, you know.
Yeah.
And then that afternoon, pre-party snack is essential.
Pre-party snack. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe what you can do is give us a little bit of information about that when you come back. This is fascinating. I'm frantically trying to write a lot of notes here, but I'm not being very successful. So definitely going to nab you off air to come up with some of these, especially with the party season coming up. And the party season's not just this time of the year. It happens throughout the year. So it's important that we are eating properly and preparing ourselves. Maybe just give out your contact details again. Jess, that would be great.
Yes,
Thank you.
I'm Jessica O'Toole and my website is ladomestique.com.
And I just love the way you say that. And you say you told us in a previous show that you did work in a French restaurant in the States and you've got your pronunciation, I would imagine, very good. It sounds great. What I'll do now is I'll give out the contact details for The Learning Show. So our email address is thelearningshow@dublincityfm.ie. That's all lowercase. Facebook /The Learning Show, also all lowercase. And the Twitter handle is @The Learning Show, but that is capital TL. And S. What I'd like to do is we'll take a song break now with my daughter's absolute favourite movie of the year, Frozen. And I would imagine, she's not unique in that, because the storyline and the music is absolutely fantastic. And me with the lyrics, I always get them mixed up with this particular lady, Idina Menzel. I hope I pronounced her name correctly. She's going to sing Let It Go. Welcome back to The Learning Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM. That was the amazing Idina Menzel singing Let It Go from the very, very popular movie Frozen. I'm here with Jess O'Toole of La Domestique, and we're talking about pre-party preparation food-wise and healthy eating, and how what you should eat and maybe shouldn't eat at the actual event itself. So we've finished up roughly around the lunch, what you should eat on the day of the party, and then maybe tell us about the snack. So we can just take it up from there. That'd be great, Jess.
So after your healthy lunch, then before you go to the party in the late afternoon, snack is essential so that you don't go in there starving.
Yeah.
Also so that you don't drinking on an empty stomach.
Oh yeah. not a good recipe for disaster there.
Yeah, so, and we've talked about snacks on the show in the past.
Yeah,
so, you know, I love cheese and cracker. It's my favorite, with maybe for a treat, a little bit of fruit conserve, like a cherry conserve is nice. But something with a little bit of protein and a little bit of carbohydrate just in your tummy before you go off to the party.
Yeah.
You know, and then once you get to the party.
Yeah. We need advice around this.
Yeah.
Because I know, I guess Christmas party season has come back around, and thankfully things have changed in the economy, so there are a lot more people are having Christmas parties, but then sometimes people can go a bit mad. I'm always try to err on the side of caution, but it's not always terribly successful. So maybe a little bit of advice on what we should eat and what we shouldn't eat, and what we should, how much should drink and what we shouldn't be drinking.
Well, one of my big theories is to plan your indulgence before you get to the party.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Okay.
So you're already in your mind know what it is you're excited about as a treat. So, you know, if it's going to be two glasses of bubbly, you know, that's my indulgence for the night, or I'm going to enjoy a slice of Christmas cake, you know, so that, you know, you've made a plan.
And you can stick to it.
Before you go in. Yeah. And then the second thing is to think about the other reasons you're going to the party, you know, to focus on that. Like, I'm so excited to see my friends and really, you know, enjoy the senses that you're getting from that. Not just the sense of eating food, but, you know, I like revel in the hug from your best friend, you know.
Oh, that sounds
or
fabulous.
The music that's playing, dancing, and, you know, about there's so many great things about a Christmas party that, you know, not just standing at the buffet and stuffing your face, you know.
That's actually really interesting, because I suppose some of us, we go the inside, there's gonna be lots of nice food and the drink is free. Sorry, I'm Irish.
Yeah,
but that's
yeah.
I'm sure you've probably come across that mentality since moving over here. I have to say, I've tried to be good, but that's interesting. So we're having the other senses. So I guess really enjoy living the moment, enjoy those sitting down, having a chat that you manage to get all those friends together, or even forming new friendships.
Yes,
and then dancing, because I love music. As you know, I sing, and I'm not great at dancing, but I love dancing as well.
Me too.
So enjoy those as well. And I like the planning indulgence. That's a great idea. So we set your, I guess, set your goal as what you are going to drink, what you're not going to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So say advice then, if you are having a couple of drinks and you start to get what I know water is the big thing.
Well, yes, water is the big thing. That's pretty much, you know, all I've got on that.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But I will say, when you get home and you're starving, because as we often are when we've had a few drinks, you know, one of the best snacks you could have is a bowl of oatmeal. Porridge, as you call it. We call it oatmeal in America, porridge. Yeah. But I was reading even recently, like, there are chemical components to porridge, kind of like, you know, tryptophan in the turkey, that are relaxing and help you get off to sleep. And it's a nice, you know, low-calorie snack that's easy on your stomach. And so if you come home and you're famished, rather than stopping by the chipper on the way home, you know.
You really have gotten to know us very well in Ireland.
When you say low calorie, then would that oatmeal or porridge, would you be putting milk in, or what would you be putting into that, or just oatmeal cooked and water? Because I always cook oatmeal and water rather than milk.
And you're welcome to do. Yeah, I like it in milk because it's nice and creamy. But water is fine too. But they say you should have no more than 300 calories as a bedtime snack because it's a meal. Then you know, so you want to, you know, your bedtime snack should be under 300 calories.
Fascinating. Okay, well, tell us about the dreaded waking up the next morning. What's the recovery plan? Other than I'm never going to drink that much again. I'm never going to eat all that salt, those salted snacks. What's the recovery plan for day two?
So I've got a great menu ahead of you for day two. So when you're waking up and your, you know, stomach is a little unsettled, you know, you're not feeling great, one of my favorite breakfast is a piece of whole grain bread with sliced avocado and a scrambled egg and maybe some herbs, you know.
Okay, so avocados put on the toast. Where do the eggs? The eggs are on the side.
So, so if you have your toast and then you have the avocado slices on top, and then the egg on top of that, the scrambled egg right there, and a little bit of herbs, fresh herbs, you know, chives or, you know, tarragon. But that, what I like about that breakfast is, it feels nourishing. Yeah. But you aren't up for a lot. Like, I wouldn't be able to do a smoothie on the day after. Like, you know, I wouldn't be able to tolerate a smoothie on a day like that. And also, I'm often quite hungry in the morning after a night like that for some reason. Like, I do wake up wanting something, you know. Yeah. So that does the job. Then lunch, we take it lighter.
Okay.
So I would say, like, I have a soup. It's kind of an Asian soup. So mushroom broth, like dried mushrooms you know, in a chicken stock, and it makes just a nice comforting broth with noodles and chicken breast. But I have a recipe for that on the website. But you know, it's just simple, so don't overthink it. You could make the broth the day before and put it in the fridge, you know, just you know, a chicken cube and some dried mushrooms and boil it together.
Mushrooms on this, I'm just, you can tell I'm not real I'm real simple, kind of what I'm used to, and I do explore and expand my repertoire, I suppose, in relation to cooking. Dried mushrooms.
So you can buy, so porcini is the most common.
Okay.
And it's, you'll find it everywhere. Now that I've told you about it, you're going to be seeing them all over the place. You're like, how did I not know?
Oh, yeah. You've raised my awareness.
But so they come and they're all dehydrated and they're in a little pack. And they're great because it's not, you put them in boiling water and they infuse the water with an intense mushroomy flavor.
All right.
And it's a, you know, it's a really delicious flavor, you know, a very savory flavor. And it's a great way to boost a broth and make it more tasty, you know. Yeah. So, but that with noodles and chicken and maybe a handful of spinach thrown in for your lunch in that broth. And it's kind of very Asian style, like a pho, you know.
And so no salt then, because I can't, one thing I can't stand, I never order soup when I'm out, is because I don't know if there's packet soups they're using or, but I can't stand salt. I hate salt. I don't use salt. I rarely use salt in cooking, though I know it does enhance the flavor. Mm-hmm. And a good friend of mine says, you have to put it in, it enhances the flavor. But I can't stand ordering soup because of the salt content. But there's no salt then in that at all. You get main flavor from the porcini.
Yes, that's a great way to add flavor without salt, you know. So, and you have control.
And can you freeze that?
It's not great for freezing, but it is great for making a day or two ahead. So just make it, put it in the fridge, you know. And then, so that's a nice, you know, comforting but light lunch. It does feel healthy. And then dinner, one of my favorite. So by the end of the day, hopefully you're starting to feel a little better, you know. And like seared scallops on a nice bed of greens, maybe some sliced grapefruit, you know, and that's a nice, you know, a nice dinner. It feels a little bit special, but it's very simple and it feels healthy, like you're doing a good thing, you know.
So you're not overloading in carbs the next day, which, because I always find my sugar level is so low that I'll eat everything that I don't normally eat. when I'm trying to be, when I'm normal yeah. regular day routine. So that sounds really nice. So just, and when you said grapefruit, just what, slices of grapefruit?
Yeah, so just segments of grapefruit.
Segments
yeah.
of grapefruit. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Well, that sounds
grapefruit
fascinating.
And scallops are a really nice combination. So yeah. they're...
So scallops. Okay, yeah. fantastic. Oh, no, definitely have to look up. And are those recipes on your website then
yep.
as well?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
fantastic. Great. I'm just fascinated about what all the things you're going through here, which is really interesting. So what we're going to like to know is, where are you going to go now with what you're doing? So you're a recipe developer, food writer, food photographer, cook, consultant, and absolute guru in relationship to food. So where are you going to go with all of this now, Jess?
So in 2015, for me, is the year of the program. So I have discovered that it's not enough just to inspire people with the pretty photos, you know,
yeah.
and the creative recipes, that people need help actually doing it every day, and I really want to help people with that. So I'm going to start with the detox program,
yeah,
but then I'm excited to follow it up throughout the year with other programs, so that maybe, you know, even quarterly or monthly, if you don't want to have to think about your meals for the month and you want to eat seasonal, fresh and healthy, all you got to do is download the program, and it's got everything laid out for you, so you can just do it, don't think about it, and be successful at it.
Which is really important, that, you know, is to get into the routine of eating healthy. Maybe even give out your website address, just in case someone tuned in now and they're interested
yes.
in how to sign up for that this detox program and the healthy eating.
So my website is ladomestique.com, LADOMESTIQUE. And my name is Jessica O'Toole.
Jessica O'Toole. Great, great Irish name. You did very well doing that, because most people wouldn't assume that you're American going with that particular name. So just in relationship, you had a conversation with a couple of weeks ago when I met you, and you were talking about what you do when you're preparing the food, and you have a lovely audience outside your window looking in.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I do all the food photography and styling at my house, and I have, you know, all these windows, and natural light is essential for my photography. I love a natural style.
Yeah.
And the light really makes a photo interesting, and, you know, so but yeah, I've got my whole setup with my camera and everything, taking the photos, and I test all the recipes at home, and it's a real process doing it over and over again so that it comes out great when you guys make it, you know.
You must have great patience to do that. Yeah. Now, because I have to say, I've have hit and miss sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those. I'm not detailed. I know mm-hmm. exactly my personality type. Yeah. I know exactly what I'm qualified to assess myself mm-hmm. anyway, so I know I'm not great with detail, and I'm not the best at following the recipes verbatim.
Sure.
And I might throw a little bit mm-hmm. of extra, especially if something spicy has to go in. But as a result, sometimes I don't, the recipe doesn't come out very well, and then that's it. I'm not going to make it again. But
mm-hmm.
you must have great patience to go back. And so when if you're making something
yeah.
And it's for the first time, and you're getting it ready to take the mm-hmm. photograph, and then, but if it's not right taste wise or look wise, mm-hmm. would you do that again on the same day? Would you actually spend
sure.
time working on that?
So before I get to the photography point, I've tested the recipe out, so it is, you know, it is finished. So I do it multiple times, and sometimes it is very frustrating, you know, trying to get it right, you know, but it just is so disheartening if you have a reader tell you the recipe didn't work, you know. So it's really important to me that the recipes are successful. At the same time, cooking is an individual thing, and people, you know, I really do want people to have the confidence to cook and taste, you know, is it
yeah.
seasoned enough,
yeah,
you know. So, you know, it takes two to tango, and you know, that's what I think.
Yeah. And it's, and you say then you're taking feedback from people when they actually try your recipes, so they're able to give you feedback on what works and what doesn't work, so you can tweak them. Is that what you do with the
that's true as well? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I must say, absolutely fascinating. I'm just delighted you came back on again, Jess. And it's very relevant, you know, about what to eat going out for a party, how to recover from the party, and just generally what you do. You're an amazing woman. You've an amazing background. You've done so well. You're lovely
thank
to
you.
Work with as well. I really enjoyed interviewing you. So I'd like to say a big thank you again to Jess O'Toole of La Domestique. I have to say, it's similar to yourself because you do it so well. I'll give out the contact details of The Learning Show. The email address is thelearningshow@dublincityfm.ie. Facebook is facebook.com/thelearningshow, and that's all lowercase. Twitter is @thelearningshow, and that's capital TL and S. I'd like to thank Mick Hanley for sound today and Heather McLeod for production. Tune in the next couple of weeks to learn more tips and techniques to improve your working and personal lives. I'm Laura Fitzsimons, and thank you for listening to The Learning Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM.